It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Monday, January 3rd, 2011. I'm John Moe. Happy New Year. You are about to face a conundrum. Advances in online communications and genetic research are going to slam into you and make you wonder how much about yourself you really want to know. It all has to do with direct-to-consumer genetic testing. Jonathan Zittrain joins us on these big thinking topics. He's co-director of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Jonathan, what technology is out there now?
Well, they now have a technology so that without too much trouble, what had previously taken years and lots of money to do is becoming more and more routine, which is that decent-sized chunks or snips of one's genome can be sequenced pretty easily. Now, the genome is big. But today, there are at least sections of it that are known to be low-hanging fruit, interesting information found there. So you can sort of spit into a tube, send the tube in the mail to somebody, and that entity will happily sequence some crucial pieces of the genome and then perhaps be in a position to tell you what at least science has found about whatever genotypes you are found to be a member of.
So these things where you spin into the tube and mail it to some dude somewhere, is this a scam then? I mean, are these of real value or are these for entertainment purposes only or what?
Well, there's a variety of things, just like there's a variety of various forms of medicines and devices and, you know, things in the SkyMall catalog to make your life better. Sometimes you're disappointed. Wait
right.
a minute.
These and X-ray sometimes... specs can't really see through a lady's dress.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is that we can start to see a variety of applications, both prosaic and serious and also playful and perhaps more on the entertainment side, coming out of it. There's the prospect that there are certain genomic sequences where if you've got it, we can say with decent certainty that you will have particular increased odds of a certain disease.
Which are the ones that are pretty easy to spot?
Huntington's disease, increased risk of Parkinson's disease. There are some genomic sequences associated with Alzheimer's, heart disease. Some of these companies actually have a cool little database you can crawl on the web once you've got your spit submitted, and you just drill right down. It'll show you the studies. It basically says, look, here's the state of what we know. And government regulators in some states, this has tended to be a state-based thing, have had some skepticism about it because they get concerned, well, maybe you should need a doctor's prescription to do this because either just very formalistically, this is a medical test and we regulate medical tests to make sure they're reliable and everything. And so it has to come under that purview or because you want to have a doctor present should you get news that might terrify, amaze or otherwise threaten right. to shift the course of your life. And you can see it both from a little bit the government or the industry point of view, but also from the individual rights point of view. Maybe I have a right to know my genome, and nobody should get between me and my genetic sequence.
Jonathan says once you have that information, you could someday take it online.
You could have a pool of people, almost like Facebook, and just say, oh, anybody 10th cousin or closer, I'd be delighted to connect with. And of course, you put it with mobile and Facebook-like tools, and you could say, just, you know, have my phone ring whenever I'm within 200 yards of somebody that is related to me by X degrees.
Or conversely, if you have any of the genetic material of my family, I want a warning so I can get the hell away from there as fast
exactly
as I possibly
right.
can.
That could be helpful as well.
More with Jonathan, including implications for dating. That's at marketplacetech.org. A big welcome to WNPR, Connecticut Public Radio. Hello, Constitution State. The WikiLeaks cables aren't just documents. Turns out they're poetry, too. A French hacking site ran the contents of recent leaks through software that looks for hidden unintentional haiku. Here's producer Larissa Anderson with some wiki haikus. Wait, let's cue up a babbling brook for ambience there. Good, there you go.
As is typical, the Pope stayed above the fray and did not comment. Several agreement implementation measures remain unresolved. People need to see the results of decisions, the Sultan stated.
Really makes you think. We have more haiku at our website, marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.